Episode 40. You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less. Hi, this is Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. I'd like to give a great big hello to everyone I met at the Podcast Expo. And a special thanks to P. Dilly for organizing the uber cool Podcast Pickle booth. You know, I wasn't the only one from the Comedy Forecast crew who attended the expo. Danny Hillcrest and Lenny Treetop were there too. Today we'll hear from Danny. Now don't forget, if you want to get in touch, the listener voicemail line is area code 206-333-1339, or you can visit the website at comedyforecast.com. And that's with the number 4. And now, on to the comedy.
Danny Hillcrest, on the scene, Hollywood happening.
Hi, movie fans. Danny Hillcrest here. I just got back from the Podcast Expo in Ontario, California. Well, that's where I was supposed to spend my time. But then, silly me, I suddenly remembered that Hollywood is in California. So I completely changed my plans so I could bring you...
Danny Hillcrest, on the scene, Hollywood happening.
Yes, while everyone else was just hanging around at the convention talking about MP3s and pod music, I was taking trips to where the real action is. Los Angeles, Movie City USA, The Dream Shop, La 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 Land. After all, there's always another convention, but taking a trip to Hollywood is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, right? As luck would have it, I have a friend who works at Paramount Pictures, and she offered to give me an exclusive behind-the-scenes tour of the studio. She said she could even get me onto some closed sets. Well, even though it sounded boring to visit something that was closed, I was willing to give it a try. So on Thursday, I scrapped my plans to have lunch with some former MTV VJ and took a trip to the city of Los Angeles. Unfortunately, I found out that LA really is a great big freeway. I took a wrong turn off the 405 or something and ended up at Santa Monica Pier. I called my friend at Paramount to have her come join me, but the line seemed to go dead during the call. So I spent the afternoon chilling at the pier. It was a blast. That night, I was too tired to go to some concert they were putting on at the expo. It had some groups named Brother Love and Chance. Oh, it was probably just a bunch of sitting around listening to cover bands and boring tech talk. I needed to rest up for the next big day. On Friday, it seemed my friend at Paramount took the day off because she didn't return my calls. So I went to a different movie studio. Universal Studios, where I rode the movies. Back to the Future was awesome, although the movie seemed way shorter than I remember. They cut out all the stuff with Michael J. Fox. I guess he's not as big a draw as Biff. Who knew? I also attended an advanced screening of the new Harry Potter movie on Friday night. The screening was at the Chinese Theater. It was weird because they still had their Halloween decorations up, and this was November 11th. The decorations were these slabs, like gravestones with people's names and handprints, like they were trying to push their way back up from underground. Ooh, it creeped me out just walking over them. Anyway, about Goblet of Fire. This was the first Harry Potter movie I've seen, and I don't want to give too much away. Let's just say that there's some magic involved. I slept in on Saturday, then caught a plane for home. But I met so many interesting people on this trip to Podcast Expo. Like Babs, the tour guide at Universal Studios. Well, that just about does it for...
Danny Hillcrest, on the scene, Hollywood happening.
Oh, and one more thing. And this is a personal message for Johnny Grant, the honorary mayor of Hollywood. Johnny, Johnny, Johnny. You really need to do something about that Hollywood sign. It took me forever to hike up the hill to get to it. And when I got there, no gift shop, no rides, no restaurant... And quite frankly, no bathrooms. That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.